I get that every time I come up, I'm sure I do. I've got the cap on because my hair's an absolute disgrace. So, and I got told it was better to wear the cap than it was to actually try. And it's covering up the gingerness, yes. No, I'm proud of the ginger. I'm proud. I'm ginger and proud. So, how are we all doing this evening? Good to see everybody. Great to be here this evening. So far, we've had a great weekend. For those of you that don't know, we've been doing Urban Impact. So we've been out in the community. We've been taking our young people and taking the church and serving and being out there and kind of really sharing God's love. And we've seen some really great things and had some really great conversations. So it's just been a really blessed week so far. But it doesn't finish here, as we will find out. The young people have been working their socks off all the way through, and hopefully we've probably done enough to start them flagging. Although if last night was anything to go by, they've still got a fair bit of energy left in them. So this evening I've got the privilege of being able to speak in with you guys. And I just wanted to share something around kind of the Urban Impact theme and just to kind of give you a bit of a flavour of what God's really put on my heart over this weekend and over this thing. So as I was prepping, I was thinking about kind of this evening and what to talk about. And this theme, impact, has kind of been on my mind, kind of looking at what the word is. And it's kind of intrigued me a little bit. So we're doing some investigations. And I wanted to bring a little bit of a Synergy Youth into the talk tonight. So we were going to start with a YouTube's moment. Now, we went onto YouTube, and I had some of the youth help me out, and let's be honest, YouTube is just terrible now. The humour out there is shocking these days. So I've had to call upon some guest appearance today. So I'm going to have to make a bit of room for these guys. And I'm going to introduce you to two of my friends. They've been around the Urban Impact Weekend this weekend, and we've got Sumo Sim. So let's have a woo. And we've got Sumo Luco. So come on, woo, 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 woo. So these guys, they're gonna show us a little bit, because I was trying to kind of just give a bit of an indication as to what like an impact experience might look like. Okay, so these guys are gonna show us what an impact experience might look like. I'm pretty sure we've got a risk assessment for this, so I'm pretty sure we're okay. Well, I don't know if it extended to kind of staging areas, but certainly we have got a sumo risk assessment. So let's count them in, guys. Let's count them down from three. Three, two, one, go! Oh, we've got a couple of beach whales on the stage. Leave them there. Right, can I have some help getting this one up? And we'll get this one up. So we have been doing all sorts of good fun, and we've managed to hijack some sumo suits as well. So round of applause for my impactees. So yeah, so impact. So I was thinking about impact, and actually something that kind of took me back a couple of weeks ago. And I had my own kind of impact experience. Now, unfortunately, it wasn't the urban impact experience type. It was more, we've got the giggles going on. It was more of the impact experience that you don't really want. So it looked a little bit like this. See, that was my impact experience. We've got another picture. See, my car went boom. I had somebody driving to the back of me on the motorway, coming home from somewhere down south, scaffolding poles all over the place, and it wasn't a nice impact experience. And now I'm driving around in my mum's beautiful green Pimobile, as Megan would appreciate, because that's what Megan calls it, the green Pimobile. Now obviously, what we've been... okay, sorry, apple green. Now, obviously, we're talking here about like the physical impact side of things, and it kind of got me thinking about the kind of this impact thing, but how there's so much more than the physical side of things when we think about impact. See, when I looked up and I tried to do a bit of digging on this, and the word impact, it's also got a meaning that having an impact is also having a strong effect on someone or something. Now, this really resonated with me because why have we been doing this physical stuff? Why have we been doing the things that we've been doing with Urban Impact, the physically impacting part? See, it's actually the resulting effect that has on the community. And it's the real impact, the God impact that we want our actions to kind of show fruit in. And this is kind of what I want to look at. See, Jesus, I think Jesus was a big impact kind of guy. And when he did life with big impact. And we see the time that Jesus spent with people, and we see the miracles that he did. We see the actions that he took. And that was the platform. His impact was a platform on the salvation journey of the people that he came across. And I think that's really important for us to kind of understand and take hold of when we think about why do we do Urban Impact? Why do we get involved in this sort of stuff? So I want to look at a quick Bible story, if you would, with me. I'm not going to read it all. I'm going to paraphrase it. But if you want to turn with me to Luke chapter 5, and we're going to read the story about a paralyzed man. So this was the early part of Jesus' ministry, and there was a buzz around Jesus at this time. He was in a house, but this house was packed out with loads and loads of people. Some guys have heard about him, and they brought their mate, their mate that couldn't walk. They wanted him to see Jesus because they heard that Jesus was doing some great things, and he was impacting people. He was physically having impacting people's lives, restoring them, healing them. And they rock up on this mat. And this room's bursting with people. They just can't get in. They can't get anywhere close to this building. So they climb up to the roof. They start digging a hole in the roof. And then they start lowering down in front of Jesus. So this guy can have that experience. He can be in front of Jesus. And see, Jesus sees their faith. And he looks at them. But interestingly, the first thing he says, that he knows that it's not the physical bit that they need the impact in. It's actually salvation that the first thing that they're looking for. And although this guy has physical needs, Jesus actually says the first thing that he goes to is forgiveness, the forgiveness of his sins. And everything kicks off. You've got these Pharisees and these people that are do-gooders that say you shouldn't be doing this and you shouldn't be doing that. And we're going to pick this up in Luke chapter 5 and verse 23. So if you want to turn with me to that, actually the word should be coming on the screen. And it says, which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up and walk? But I want you to know that the Son of Man has the authority on earth to forgive sins. So he said to the paralyzed man, I tell you, get up, take your mat and go home. Immediately he stood up in front of them, took what he had been lying on, and then went home praising God. Everybody was amazed and gave praise to God. They were filled with awe and said, we have seen a remarkable things today. See, in this moment, we see that Jesus' impact, the physical impact that Jesus had on this guy, it caused him and the man and the people, it was that physical impact that then enabled them to understand the realization of actually who Jesus was. See, him and the people around him realized that through their experience, they got to meet kind of the Savior Jesus, the Jesus that actually could tell them what truth was, what they needed, what they needed in terms of their restoration, what he needed, not just the physical side, but beyond that. And also through what Jesus did, that we understood that the physical impact that he had showed his authority. See, it showed that Jesus, his primary focus wasn't on healing the guy, his primary focus was on actually making him right. Now, we see this as a common theme in Jesus' ministry. There's another verse, and John talks about it in chapter 20, he says that Jesus did loads of miracles, and the reason he did that is because he wanted to show everybody actually that he was the Father, that he had the authority, that the physical stuff underlined the important stuff, the stuff that actually Jesus was here to do. See, but the physical impact was just a tool to make the people see, to make the people, invite the people into the relationship with him, to the restoration and the restored relationship that we can have and that those people could have with God. The physical stuff was just for a period of time, and it'd be great It would be great for that paralyzed man. He would be unbelievable for him to be in that situation. And imagine it, he went from not walking to walking. But actually, the greatest miracle of this story wasn't the physical impact. It was the eternal impact. It was the life that was restored and the relationship with God that was brought back together. The fact that this guy no longer had sin and the stuff that was his history and the things that kind of bound him, that was no longer part of him anymore. And actually Jesus said, no, that's forgiven. So he got the physical impact enabled Jesus then to come in with the eternal salvation piece. See, the physical impact was the platform from which the eternal impact could be released. See, Jesus spent time with people that the world would perceive were not good enough, that they didn't deserve it. See, he ate with people, he did things that with people that you consider undesirable. So if you told your mum you were going out with this person, they'd turn around and go, I'm not sure that they're the right people you should be spending your time with. Well, my mum certainly would anyway. But he was prepared to go in, and he was prepared to get his hands dirty. He was prepared to do life where they were at so that he could meet their physical need. He could be that physical impact. And then the people were looking from the outside. They'd be like, wow, whoa, why is he doing this? And then that would be then the platform from which the eternal journey could start for those people, but also the people that were in and around him and would experience him. And their God journey would start through what Jesus did and how he did it. And I think it's the same for us this weekend. I think it's the same. We might just think it's just a really small thing that we're doing, that it's not much, but actually for the people in the community, for the guys that we're touching and we're doing life with, actually so, so much more for these people. And just being out there and just serving them and just being prepared to say, I'm going to give one weekend up and spend that weekend with you and serve you. But not just serve you, but to actually get involved and do life and have conversations. I don't know about you guys that were out there, but I had conversations with people that I would never have probably spoke to ever. But actually, just being able to serve them and do them, you find out so much about them and their history and their life, and it's just great to be part of. But it's the physical piece that allows us then to go in and speak Jesus into their lives. So, and this is going to be short and sweet, but tomorrow I think we've got a great opportunity at Party in the Park. So for those of you that don't know, tomorrow on Monday, Bank Holiday Monday, we're going to be going back out into the Spring Street area, the area that we've been doing the urban impact stuff, and we're going to be blessing the community. We're going to be putting on the barbecue, and we're going to be doing activities and games and all these kind of things with them. And it's just a great opportunity for us to be hanging out there, to love these people, to serve that community, to be in that in their experience. And we might think, well, it's just nothing, we're just spending a day there, but actually for these people in that area, it's everything. See, it's their opportunity to experience that little bit of Jesus through us, the church. It's their opportunity to kind of make that first step to maybe, I don't know, coming to a Sunday morning, or to maybe having a conversation about Jesus and about real life and how Jesus can change their lives, how he can step into their lives. See, we could turn this physical impact into their eternal experience. Not just a free burger or a tidy garden, but actually a relationship that's full of purpose, a relationship that's full of destiny, full of promise, full of the potential that Jesus came and gave his life and said, right, guys, this is restoration. This is you in relationship with God. This is what life is all about. And we get the opportunity to be able to share with these guys tomorrow. See, I'm believing for some great conversations tomorrow. I'm believing to be able to go out there and have a great time, but be able to meet some new people. And I'm believing that our God is a God of impact. So imagine how much of an impact if we would be if we saw God break out from Spring Street, from Princess Street, from that park and from that thing. How much of a physical impact would that be? One of the most deprived, one of the most deprived streets in Barnsley, actually God breaking out through his church into that area. How good would that be for us then just to kind of say, look, this is the physical stuff, but actually it's the eternal stuff that's the important piece. So I believe there's a reason that God's placed us here in this location and we didn't do cinema because I think God wants us here. I believe there's a reason that God wants us out there in Spring Street and we've not been able to put it down for 3, 4, 5, 6 years because I think that God is going to do something significant with us, with his church in that area. So I just want to call the band back. That's kind of me kind of sharing heart. But before I do that, well, no, as I do that, should I say. And before I get down off of the stage, there's just one thing. I just want to talk to our young guys, our guys that have come here on Urban Impact this weekend and our youth team and our youth group. I mean, how great and how incredible have these guys been? They've just been amazing. I mean, their energy, yeah, come on, give them a round of applause. These guys have been the heartbeat, and their energy and their passion has just been great. Sometimes at 3 o'clock in the morning, less of the energy and the passion would be nice. But no, honestly, it's been brilliant. And I just want to let you guys know that don't ever look and think that you're too young. Okay, don't ever think that you're too insignificant because you guys have had a lasting impact on the lives of people that are out there. You guys have had a significant impact on the people that are living in that Spring Street area. And when you come and when you serve and when you're doing things in church under God, you see, God doesn't have an age limit. He doesn't have an age limit in terms of significance. So I just want to say to you guys that you can be significant and you are significant. So please just, we love having you guys, but come. Get involved in life in church. Get involved with us and do life. Because I can promise you that God has a massive potential in each and every one of you. The guys that he chose to hang out with, they were 15, 16, 17. And hands up on the back two rows. Who's 15 years old? 15, 16. So that's two-thirds of you that are in that kind of age bracket. And they were the people that God journeyed with. And they've had massive significance with Jesus and his ministry. So I just want to play that. Don't think that you're too young. Pray. I want to tell you that you don't think that you're too young. Don't think that you're too insignificant because God has got huge plans for you. There's leaders. There's worship leaders. There's youth leaders. There's teachers. There's all sorts of people in out of you guys. And I just think that God's going to raise you up and he's going to do incredible things with you. So press on, and he will, I promise you, he will fulfill the potential he has in you. So the final word is, guys, I just want to challenge us all this evening, that what impact are we going to make? Are we going to be a people that deserve an impact, that kind of pat ourselves on the back and say, well done, church, we did a good thing there? Or are we going to be a people prepared to say, yeah, it's great to see all the physical stuff we've done, we make the park look pretty, but actually we're going to use that on a platform to then be able to take the internal impact stuff to our community. The stuff that actually God says, Jesus says, this is the really important stuff. This is the stuff why I came. This is what I did. I didn't come to make your flower beds look good, but I came because salvation is needed for our street, our town. So I'm just going to close in prayer, and I'm just going to pray that he gives us the strength and the courage and the confidence to do that. Father God, I want to thank you that you use us, your church, that we are your plan A, Lord Jesus, that you want us to go into that community, you want us to be salt and light in there, Lord. And I want to pray, and I want to thank you for Urban Impact, I want to thank you for the conversations that started, but Lord, I want to pray for tomorrow. I want to pray that you would sow into us your Holy Spirit-ness, Lord, that we would just go and be you, that we would have the confidence, Lord, to take the physical impact that we've already had, the people that people are talking about on the streets, about seeing us out there this weekend, and we would use that as the platform for your eternal impact, your eternal future with these guys, Lord Jesus. So Father, we thank you, we pray that you will be glorified, and we ask this in your name. Amen. Thank you, guys.